Weeks after the first cases were discovered in the U.S., the White House is starting to take action to tackle the spread of monkeypox. This week, announcing that tens of thousands of vaccine doses will be made available. But for some, it's too late. Gerald Feiblis started seeing the telltale symptoms of monkeypox earlier this week.
I then found one on my foot, and then a few hours later, then I found one on my arm, and then the next day I woke up and they were kind of all over my body.
He was one of hundreds of men who missed out on the vaccine. This New York City clinic in the Chelsea neighborhood had just 1,000 doses, but ran out in one day because of overwhelming demand. Globally, there have been nearly 5,000 confirmed monkeypox cases in 49 countries and one death. The World Health Organization emphasized that anyone could catch the virus, although it is primarily affecting gay men. However, the WHO says it's not yet an international public health emergency. But it could be soon. In the U.S., case numbers have doubled in a week, now more than 300. Many experts believe the number is actually much higher. Epidemiologist Calesto Macofani has a friend who had monkeypox symptoms but had to wait 7 days before he could finally get a test that came back positive.
For me, that's an indication that testing is not accessible, and so we don't really know what the numbers are.
The U.S. federal government said they would release a little more than 50,000 doses of monkeypox vaccine immediately to various cities throughout the United States. And about 750,000 doses are expected to be made available by the end of this summer. But many health officials worry it could be too little, too late.
We would need to be vaccinating widely, and we would need to be doing that several weeks back. I mean, it's reported in multiple states throughout the U.S. And if you do the math, 50,000 doses right now is not very much.
There is only a short window to stamp it out before it spreads even further.
My worry is if we don't deal with this outbreak here and now, especially in a city like New York, then we might be seeding a pandemic, which is then endemic.
And that is the worst case scenario everyone wants to avoid. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, New York.